To clarify the point of the Ramchal further, that this Siyata Dishmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants some of us, or all of us, some of the time, and some of the time not. Sometimes it's easy to do mitzvah, sometimes it's hard. That this is based on our level of Tkiyam HaMitzvahs, of Avedis Hashem, of Schar and Einesh. And that this is really what our tefillahs revolve around. So let me quote a Rambam from Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Tes. Rambam begins with a question. He writes that we've clarified, which he's done in the previous prakim, that the reward for mitzvahs and tzaddikim is in the world to come. And the punishment for averis and rishayim is in the world to come. So why is it that the Torah writes all about reward and punishment in this world? We say in Kriyat Shema and V'hayom Shemaya every day, twice a day, Torah tells us, V'hayom Shemaya, if you will listen, then you will have all the blessings of this world. You'll have abundance, you'll have rain, you'll have peace, you'll have a kingdom. You'll have Eretz Yisrael, you'll have success in all your endeavors. And if you don't listen, and you anger Hashem, v'chara api, the opposite will occur. There'll be hunger, there'll be ra'av, there'll be war, there'll be foreign rule, there'll be galus, and overall misery. So it sounds like that the reward, schar einish, takes place in this world, not in the world to come. And the Rambam has just gone through an arichus to prove from other psukim, many psukim, that that's not the way it is. The actual reward and punishment for mitzvahs and averes are not in this world. So the Rambam answers that this is all true, as it says in the psukim. If we do mitzvahs, we'll merit all the good in the world. And if not, chas v'shalom, the opposite. However, he explains, this isn't actually as a reward of the mitzvah or a punishment of the avera. The Rambam writes that we were assured in the Torah that if we observe it in joy, simcha, tov levav, Hashem will detach us from everything that prevents us from observing the Torah. He'll distance that from us, sickness, war, famine, and similar. Hashem will bless us by giving us all good, which sustain our hands to observe the Torah. We'll have all the parnasa we need, all the food we need, we'll have shalom, we'll have peace, we'll have the money we need, an increase in silver and gold, so that we be not occupied all every day and all of our day in the physical Gashmias Digga world, but instead will be at leisure to study Torah and observe the mitzvahs in order to be zeicha, to acquire life in Olam Haba, the world to come. He likewise, Hashem makes it clear that if we purposely abandon the Torah, then the Dayan Emes, the true judge, will remove from the Rishayim all the good of this world. Because that good is what strengthened their hands so much that they rebelled, and it'll bring upon them all the evil. As the Torah says, Tachas asher lo yavadetem Hashem Elokeichem b'simcha v'tov levav, because you didn't serve Hashem with joyfulness and with gladness of heart and with the rav koil, with abundance of all things, therefore you'll serve your enemy. So consequently, the Rambam writes, the interpretation of all these brachas and klalas, all the good things the Torah writes and the evil things, is this way, that it's only for the purpose of being at leisure to grow in the wisdom of the Torah and to busy ourselves with it so that we can be zeicha to life in the world to come. And we should be zeicha to the good in the world, which is kulei taif. And we should be zeicha to long days, like the Rambam writes, Ayruch Yamim in the world, which is Nitzchias, unending. And this way, we will acquire two worlds, the good living in this world, and it'll bring us to a life of tremendous and unimaginable pleasure in the world to come. Because if someone doesn't acquire Torah and wisdom and mitzvahs, then he has nothing else to acquire it with. But if a person goes away from Hashem, then as a consequence, he will have lost two worlds. As long as a man is occupied in this world with sickness, war, and hunger, he can't be engaged in Torah or in mitzvahs, and then he can't get a chelek in the world to come. And the Rambam goes on to famously say that this is why Klal Yisrael and the Nevi'im and all the Tzaddikim and the Chachamim daven so fervently for Mashiach. Why are we davening for Mashiach, he writes? so that we should finally be at peace from the nations of the world, and we should have the blessings and serenity to truly learn Torah and do mitzvahs and serve Hashem in perfection, so that we can be zeichet to Olam Haba. So we see that the majority of our tefillos, if not all, are directed towards asking Hashem for this specific siyata d'shmaya, that we should have our personal needs taken care of, we should have health, and we should have parnasa, we should have peace, Mashiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. All those tefillos are for the sake of us having the siyata d'shmaya to serve Hashem properly.